This is Fresh Air. 50 years ago this month, singer-songwriter Bobby Gentry released this song, Ode to Billie Joe, her enigmatic slice of life in rural Mississippi.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Gentry's surprise hit prompted dozens of jazz versions. Our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, gives us a breakneck tour of a few.
That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Carla Cook in the year 2000 on a rare jazz vocal version of Ode to Billie Joe. When that song, released in July 1967, became one of those monster hits no one saw coming, jazz musicians also took to it. Bobby Gentry's Cornpone Saga might seem unlikely jazz material, but its spare texture and slow changes were right in step with modern trends. For instance, trumpeter Donald Byrd's Slow Drag was cut 2 months before Billy Joe came out, but released later. Oddly enough, few jazz covers of Ode to Billy Joe echo that slow drag feel. Bobby Gentry's hypnotic music reinforced the dead-end insularity that her lyric describes. But jazz musicians heard the tune's repetitions as ready-made to riff and groove on. Musicians who covered it by the end of 1967 included saxophonist Willis Jackson. Guitarist Howard Roberts. And in 1968, vibraphonist Cal Jader. Guitarist Mel Brown. And organist Jimmy Smith. The bluesy kernel of melody at the heart of Ode to Billy Joe fit the song's Mississippi Delta setting, and Bobby Gentry had cleverly matched that tune to blues chords played in mixed-up order. It was easy to find the funk in it, or just to paint some on. Even pianist Oscar Peterson gave it a whirl. Thank you. jazz musicians took this tale of whispered local gossip and blasted it all over town. Buddy Rich played it in fast 6/8 time with a drum solo, King Curtis played it on electric sax, and Jaco Pastorius on electric bass. That's what happens when country people move to the city. Some start talking faster, pick up new mannerisms, and lose their down-home accent. But jazz musicians also take special delight in subversive remakes. They're a way to assert creative autonomy and the right to exploit any material, and possibly to assert macho dominance over a womanly story. Trumpeter Dave Bartholomew with his New Orleans big band. It's not like everyone took Ode to Billy Joe over the top. Guitarist Joe Pass turned it into a bossa nova. Jackie Byard played it stride piano style, like it came from the 1920s. Byard's 1981 solo version kids the tune and pays it due respect at the same time. It's that kind of delicate balancing act that jazz musicians practice every day.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. Special thanks to Chuck Stevens for helping Kevin track down some of these recordings.